Nocle Rupam Rupam Tatya Gujavuriparim Mathurim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhvasam Prato Yasya Prathita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tangatoshmi Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa-sindhu-jaiva-cha Patitanam-pavayo Vaisnavishvara-maha Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna-prema-vacharaya Krishna-krishna-prekamyana Gaurasya-maha Gurave-gaura-chandraya Radhikaya-etadanya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Yang Praprajanta Manupetam Upeta Krishna Dvaipayano Viraha Kataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmaitaya Tarvobhinedu Sangsarvabhusaridayam Nanatush tavai vasmi na jivami tvaya bina iti vijñaya radhe tvam nama bhaktya vihinaya paradha lakshyai kshiptasya kamadi taranga madhyai kripamayi tvam saranam prapanna brinde namaste charanarvindam brinde namaste. First of all, my left and left dandat pranam unto the lotus of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Bhakti Srishamad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and also in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Bhakti Srishamad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I know that he has dragged me here in Western countries. He wanted to take me with him. When he started his mission in New York, and he repeatedly told me when he was coming from India that you must come with me. But I humbly requested him that I have so much responsibility of so many magazines, and also in Keshavji Gaudiya Math and Guru Maharaj is in Navadvip. So I will come after. And in his last day also he requested. He was a Param Bhagavat Mahapurush. Anyone cannot preach so wonderfully, quickly, if he has no power of Krishna. In Sanskrit a slok it has been written like this. So we think and we can understand by the things from his birthday, Diksha day, Sannyas day and all other things. We can see that from beginning from beginning, he took birth in on the day Nandotsav. In Krishna birthday, Janmashtami, all their fasting and busy in Krishna. But next day, Nandotsava, at that same very day, he took birth. Where? In a very good, rich person. Not so rich, but rich, wealthy. And like in Gita it has been told, Suchinam Srimatangehe. Suchinam Srimatang. In India, Vaishya and Brahmins are so high class of best recorded family, they are known. So he came. In the family of high class, cultured, educated, and also so much religious, his father was Vaishnava, mother was Vaishnavi. No? They kept the name of their son. What? Abhayacharan. Who is Abhayacharan? Krishna himself is Abhayacharan. Abhayacharan Aravindare Bhajahu Re Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhayacharan Aravindare. So Krishna, Nanda Nandan himself, is Abhayacharan Aravindare. Any sadharan person, ordinary person, it is very hard, rare, to come on that day in a very high class of family, in a Vaishnava family. We can see that some accepting, some rare, all Vaishnava has come like this, high class. Then his father kept his name Abhayacharana, and a good Mahotsav was there. And after that, when he became like a baby, he gave him so much twice, not a revolver, no gun, no other thing. What he gave? Deities to play. If his father gave anything others, he used to refuse, not happy. But when his father gave him Gaur Nityananda or Radha Krishna deity, oh, very happy. But the symptom shows, not an ordinary boy. And after that he began to play with mridanga and kartal. And when he became more aged, some 3, 4, 5, then he used to play with boys. What thing? Like Nityananda Prabhu used to play. Oh, Janmashtami play. How Krishna is taking birth. Nityananda Prabhu play. Other play. And always doing kirtan with kartha. So from what it tells in English, that morning shows the very childhood. He was like shining boy. In Hindi, honharake. What is the meaning? What is the meaning?
It, the example is given with a proverb, like a very nice fruitful tree. From a very beginning, the plant shows its symptoms. The leaves are very smooth and very shining and very fragrant. So it means the tree will be very big and fruitful and giving shelter to so many people.
He made Utsav, his father,
festival,
with so many Vaishnavas from Navadvip and here and there. So this boy was always in involvement of bhakti with Vaishnavas. You know also that he took diksha from whom? Jagat Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishta, ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी हाई क्लास इट इज वेरी फॉर्चुनेट थिंग एंड ही वेंट टू हिम एंड फर्स्ट विजिट Prabhupada was so became so happy. And he gave him so many ashirvad,
blessings.
And he was speaking in English. So Prabhupada ordered him to write articles for harmonist in English. And he did from beginning. What is the meaning of diksha? Diksha, real meaning, is the Divyagan transcendental knowledge. What is this knowledge? We are eternal servant of Krishna. This is general. But more than that, what eternal servant? Servants are of five kinds. Like Santa, Santa Dasya, Dasya Dasya, then friendship like, and then Vatsalya. Yasodhananda are also servant of Krishna, but of the Vatsalya. And then Madhur. Madhur has also so many kinds. So what a special relation is there? At Diksha, it will be realized. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told in Jaiva Dharma, when Brajanath and
Vijayakumar,
they came and took Diksha. Same very day, they saw something strange and they became faint there. What is the meaning of faint here? Oh, they realized their Siddha Deh and all these things. So it can be come only by any transcendental guru. Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu seya uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahma. Without this cannot. Like Narad, he initiated Dhruva even and quickly he had a darshan of Narayan. Initiated Vyasdev and quickly he realized everything. He initiated Valmiki. Oh, at once he realized. If anyone cannot speak pure name, but even, oh, Guru is very strong and realized. Oh, their sister may be like that. Valmiki was unable to speak Ram Ram. He was telling Mara 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 and he became realized. So Diksha means first realization. Who am I? I am transcendental. Part of Krishna. Part and parcel of Krishna. I am related to him. And after this, he will realize that who am I? Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they realized. Bhaktivinoda Thakur realized all these things. So if the Diksha Guru is not transcendental or realized, he cannot attract so many persons. And their disciples cannot realize anything, and really Diksha will be not. So first, to realize who am I, and then Sha. Sha means to wash away all kinds of suffering, pap, punya, everything. All kinds of offenses will go away. All sufferings will go away. all problems will go away forever. This is Diksha. And he took from Jagat Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. How he was fortunate. And who took sannyas from whom? And where? Where? In Mathura. Where Krishna took birth. First birth. Though he took birth also in Gokul, but birthplace of Krishna is also in
Mathura.
So in Mathura, where he killed, Krishna Kansa. Killed Kansa. There, Rangeshwar Mahadev. On what date? You know?
Vishwarupa
Mahotsava. Who was Vishwarupa, you know? The elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After taking sannyas, he went to Puri and he went to South India to search his brother, elder brother. Searching. He went to
Pandharpur
and he discovered that that very day, his brother has
disappeared from this world.
They are in a very sacred place. Mm-hmm. And then, that very day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, though it was Chaturmasya Arvat, in the midst of Chaturmasya, in 4 months, Vaishnava should not say, especially sannyasi, they should save only in 1 month.
Once a month in their Purnima, full moon. Purnima.
And Chaturmas, no saving. But because of Vishwarupa Kaur, they do it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Kaur.
Saved.
And he made a utsav. That very day, our Guru Maharaj, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Vishman Bhakti Pragyan Gesha Goswami Maharaj, gave him sannyas. What is the meaning of sannyas? Not ordinary thing. Sannyas means gopi deha, siddha deha. Siddha deha, you know?
Spiritual form.
Guru gets it to a special rare. And he cannot depreciate. Never. Because he will realize. Yeah. So Guru gives. In process, Vedic process. What a gopi siddhadeh that you are. So I think that first his Guru gave Gopal mantra. That is also like that. And in sannyas, his Guru gave him Siddhade, Gopi, mood he gave. So sannyas is not an ordinary thing, not only sacrifice and taking danda. Not only this. This mood is given in sannyas. So it was given in Mathura, in case of Yogodiya. I was also engaged in his service at that day. I was like a priest. I made his all cloth and his danda. Three danda. What three danda? Especially sannyas is door coping. What is this?
Loin cloth.
By this, he will be brahmachari, more than that, and gopi mood. In that, it is given. So, that is siddhadev. If he received from his Gurudev this siddhadev of gopi, how he can be only of friend Rasa. We know that all are included in Gopi mode, everything. In Madhur Rasa, Adi Rasa, all the rasas are there. So, he may write anything. Sometimes he can write of Shanta Rasa, sometimes Darsha Rasa, sometimes Sakhya Rasa, sometimes Vatsalya Rasa. But actually his guru gave him, and he accepted this. And he was. Sometimes they used to know that he was cowherd boy, but because when he was coming from India, in the ship he wrote something like that. Then I told them that don't see like this. His Gurudev gave this Gopi Mood, Madhur Rasa, and in Gopal Mantra everything is there, so you should not think. Then they change their mood. Then those who gave him this sannyas, who was he? Śrīla Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, who was Guru Nishtha. Guru Nishtha means having so much Nishtha. Guru Gata Prana, the life of his life was Guru service. You know that he was always ready, taking his life for the service of his Gurudev. My Gurudev was in Math from 1916 to 68 in Math, and with Prabhupada
21 years.
Prabhupada, a special serving him directly. He used to sleep within the same room as Naveen with me, always serving him. Knew all the things, etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette, how to honor Vaishnavas, how to be with a guru, everything he knew. And you once know that at the time of Parikrama, Navadvip, Vasi, Sahajiya and the smart Brahmins, they surrounded Srila Prabhupada to kill him. And at that time, our Gurudev took his sannyas, cloth and duns, and gave his Brahmacharis white cloth. Prabhupada wanted to give him sannyas, but all Vaishnavas and the secretaries of Srila Prabhupada all requested him, don't give him sannyas. Other, we cannot control and manage. That is why he used to take white dresses. So he exchanged with Prabhupada and he sent Prabhupada at that time Mayapur. All demons were surrounding to kill him. Soda water, some stone,
boiling water,
and all, about more than 10,000 demons. But quickly, he said, not only by this, he has Guru Maharaj has served in so many ways. And he was always with his Gurudev. So, it is not like a chance only that he took sannyas from my Gurudev.
Not an accident.
Knowingly he took. He saw that, oh, he is qualified and Guru Nishtha, I should take sannyas. I know that Pujyapad Tirtha Maharaj, the head of that Mayapur, he requested also many requested Pujyapad Siddha Maharaj also. They wanted that he should take sannyas with me. But he decided that I should take sannyas from Pujyapad Keshav Maharaj. So it was not merely an accident. You know that after taking sannyas, he went to Vrindavan, where? In Seva Kunj. In Seva Kunj, where? Rup Goswami, where he used to do bhajan and samadhi. There he used to be and he did bhajan and there I used to go. At that time he was penniless, but so strong will, I will go to western countries, I will preach. He used to tell me in Mathura that even anything, I will make some hotels, boarding rooms, and so many things, and I will supply them, even meat, wine also, no harm. And
determined
that no, I will. Very strong faith that if they will chant Hare Krishna, very soon they will be changed. They will give up automatically. Nothing to show that, oh, you should not take all these things. By hearing, by his personality, a strong personality. I never tell so all these things that, oh, don't take me. You should chant so many. You should do this. But I know that they become so high class of devotees. So he was in Seva Kunj, where Rupa Goswami was there, and he was for so long period there. So this is his bhajan thali. And after that he came to Delhi, and from Delhi he came by in Sindhya navigation from Bombay. In what sea?
Jaladutta.
And he came, I don't know in how much time?
1 month.
And he was so much sick. And he thought that I should die perhaps.
He got a heart stroke also.
But Krishna was sending him, his Gurudev was sending. So, and perhaps dream he saw that he will not die and he will preach. And quickly he preached everywhere. What he did first, when he began to write, he translated Srimad Bhagavat first book in 3 volumes, and he presented first to his Gurudev and next to me 3 volumes, and he told me that now I will circulate everywhere, I will distribute. That language was so sweet, I know, more than they have reformed. So going in heart, very simple, but now perhaps
Auditing.
So much has been changed. But you can see his original. How beautiful and sweet. He began from Krishna. He wrote also a book, Krishna book. How beautiful. In very sweet language, very simple. Anyone can be attracted by that. And after that, he Gita as now he came in philosophy as the Gita. And these books went over whole of our world, especially Gita. What is Gita? सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य माम एकम What is the meaning? Don't believe in your wealth, your intelligence, in your anything. Don't believe anyone in this world. Only Gurudev and Vaishnava. And believe in Krishna. So Saranagati is there. What is Saranagati? Six kinds of
surrendering.
If anyone is surrendering, that Krishna will save me and he will support and nourish me. And Krishna has done promise like this. Then how to fear? Why to be worried in maintenance? Why not like Prahlad Maharaj, like Srivas Pandit, like others? It means that we are not Saranagata.
Surrender.
That is why you are thinking that I should manage everything, my maintenance and everything. And if Krishna is maintaining, then why to be worried? So Krishna will change his habit to support and nourish devotees? No, his one of the name is Achyuta. He cannot fail. So have a very strong belief that those who are doing bhajan and those who have left their father, mother, wife, children, brother, sister, all wealth, reputation, everything for Krishna, Krishna is bound to support and nourish them. Even he can take some loads on his head and carry, and he will go there. And he has done so many times like this. So don't worry. Try to be strong. Because your Gurudev was so strong. He took sannyas, never gave up. Can you see in dream even that he can give up his sannyas? Never he can. So we should try to be like him. So he was doing bhajan fair in Rup Goswami Bhajanastani. What is the meaning of this? He was Rupanuga Vaishnava. What is the meaning of Rupanuga? I think that very rare person not knowing Rupanuga. What is Rupanuga? Can you tell anyone? What is Rupanuga? What is the meaning? Something elaborate. That he has written in Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, we should follow. We are Rupanuga? No. What?
Another meaning is that there is Raganuga Bhakti, which is following in the footsteps of Ragatmika Bhaktas in Vrindavan, who have an eternal relationship with Krishna, like gopis, Nanda Yashoda, cowherd boys, but Rupanuga means specifically following Rupanuga Bhakti, which means to follow specifically Srila Rupa Goswami, who in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitanya Namusade.
What was that?
That the three things that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the three internal reasons, Sri Radha Ya Prame Mahima Tidrisho Vanagaiva Svadhyaya Yena Buddha Madhima Tidrisho Vanagaiva
Sokan Jastamadanugavata Tidrisandhi Loha
Sadbhava Yastamajanita Sigarbha Sindhau Harindu. That he came to taste these things. What is the sweetness of the love of Radha for Krishna? What is the greatness of Radha's love? Krishna doesn't know this. He must come and speak to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also to give only a little bit of these things to others.
Melody of this.
Mellow.
Mellow. But not for this. तत्पात अनर्पचरिंग चिरात करुणया अवतीर्ण कलौ समर्पयितुम उन्नतोज्ज्वलरसं स्वभक्ति श्रियं पट्री दिस ड्यूटी ऑफ द मूड ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका व्हाट इज दैट द मूड ऑफ श्रीमती रूप मंजरी रति मंजरी द मूड ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी इन हिज सिद्ध देह इन हिज How is he serving? Rupa Goswami serving in his Siddha Deh to Radha and Krishna conjugal, especially bending towards
Srimati Radha.
Whether Krishna should be happy or not, or Radhika should be happy. This is the mood of Rupa Goswami. He will clap if Srimati Radhika will defeat Krishna and Krishna will be defeated. They will
clap.
So, this is the mood of. And if Srimati Radhika is suffering so much in what? Separation mood, she will feel separation. This is Rupanuga. All Rupanuga are Radhanuga, but all Radhanuga are not Rupanuga. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all were. Even Sanatan Goswami, he had admitted this thing, that I am Rupanuga. Though he was guru of Rupa Goswami and elder brother, but he used to honor Rupa Goswami like this. In Brihad Bhagavatam, he has told. So, he was Rupanuga. Who? Your Prabhupada, my Siksha Guru. This is the glory of Swami, really. That is why he went there in the Samadhi of
Rupa Goswami.
And he realized all these things. And he wanted to give it this in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. But he could not do. These are the glory of really of Swamiji, your Gurudev. And then his first grantha book was what? Easy journey to
other planet.
First book. After that he made so many translations and Krishna book afterward. But first book what? What is his journey? He wrote when America and all Russians were trying to go to moon and here and there, the bogus persons, you cannot go. Very easy process is going to other planets. And what it was? In process of Vaishnavism, first Gurudev, and try to do bhajan, then nistha, ruchi, asakti, and then how rati will come, and after that, sarup siddhi will come, and after that, vastu siddhi will come, and then he will go. No use of aeroplanes. They can cheat you. In midway, they can. Right? And you will never go anywhere. Even in this world, you cannot return. But this is very easy and very authentic. Like, Narada Rishi. He took Diksha from his Gurudev. Who were they? Sanak Sanandan Sanatan. And after that, he sat in bhajan, and very quickly he saw in a trance whom is perceptible deity. And then he left his body, keeping his feet on the head of death. And a siddha day came, and he left this body, mortal body. And then quickly, where he went? first he began his journey from Prayag. Then he went to South India, Trivandrum. Trivandrum. And then from there he went to Puri, Jagannath. And then he quit without any help of aeroplane or anything. And then he went to Swarga,
heavenly planet.
And then Tapalok. And quickly he went Brahmalok. And then he came to Patal Lok, where Prahlad Maharaj was serving, and his
Bali Maharaj
serving. Prahlad was serving there in Sutal Lok. And he took darshan of
Bamandev.
And then he went to Hanuman. Where?
Ajodhya.
And from there to Dwarka. And from Dwarka, quickly he went to Vrindavan. This is easy process. No, nothing to take help of worldly these things. And by body, quickly, in a moment he can have the shape of lakhs and lakhs shapes and lakhs world. He will serve his worshipful deity in so many forms like Krishna. So this is the method. Second, there was a boy Gop Kumar. Have you heard of Gop Kumar? In Bhakti Brihat Bhagavatamritam, Sanatana Goswami. He took that instance. And he was a Brajavasi. He went to Pragyotishpur, Assam in India. Lowest cultured place in India. And from there, he took Diksha from any home, Devi.
Kamakhya
Devi. And then he went to Ganga Sagar in Bengal. Ganga Sagar? You know?
Ganga Sagar Mela.
And then he came to Kashi. Where? Nirvishesh Brahmavadi place. And then he went to Prayag, where? Like Vaikunth. And then he came to Mathura and Vrindavan. And from there he came to Puri, and then heaven, then Tapalok, Brahmalok. He crossed Biraja, where Karnabdhi Sai Vishnu is there. And after that he came to Brahmadham. Where? Place of liberation. Who are with one and...
difference and non-difference.
Non-difference and difference place. And after that he quickly passed and he came to Sivalok. And from Sivalok he came to Vaikuntha. And crossing Vaikunth he came to Ajodhya. By what thing? Klinkam Devaya Swahana Gopi Jana Vallabhaya. Like this. Very easy method. So much powerful, this mantra. We have no faith on this mantra, and that is why we are falling down or doing so much things, worry for maintenance and other things. So quickly, by adopting this easy method, easy journey to other plants, he went also to Dwarka, crossed Dwarka, he came to Mathura, crossed Mathura, and he came to... This is easy. By writing these books, he gets a new message to all world. We should try to believe in these things. Then... he translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very beautiful, powerful book. Even the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is
Chaitanya.
You cannot understand without the help of Chaitanya Charitamrita Srimad Bhagavatam. যা ভাগবত পড়ো
বৈষ্ণবের স্থানে একান্ত আশ্রয় করে চৈতন্য চরণে।
What is the meaning? Meaning?
That if one wants to read or study the Srimad Bhagavatam, then he should go and sit at the lotus feet of a self-realized Vaishnava who has realized all the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam and study and hear the Srimad Bhagavatam under his guidance.
Same thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. None, no difference at all. I think that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without the help of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we cannot understand the deep meanings of very beautiful. I have read more than so many times. But new, even I read one. And I understand that, I have never read Chaitanya Charitamrita before. New things coming. Then he started to preach after this. We came first to America. From Boston he came to New York. Where he was sitting, used to see it in that garden, Tom's King Garden. Who met them in Tom's King Garden? Who saw them? Swamiji. One, perhaps, no one? Oh, you are not, Puru Prabhu, maybe. Puru is not here. He may be.